Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, the most earthquake 2 hours in talk radio. I hope the feed is coming through a bit better to people. Apparently, during the first segment, there was a bit of a breakup because I'm trying to do webcam and the documents at the same time. So let's hope that this is all good for you. Now, on to international news. Protests as Merkel visits Greece. And I had a chance of seeing I believe one of the Greek protesters spray painted a swastika onto a police riot shield. Oh, God, that's good. That's good. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Angela because of the chin that she's got, and Merkel because she kind of moves so slowly and then eventually crushes your economy like a Fabian socialist turtle versus the hare type thing, got a hostile reception from many ordinary Greeks when she flew into Athens on her first visit to the country since its debt crisis erupted 3 years ago. But she praised the current Greek government for covering, quote, much of the ground required for recovery. And by recovery, they mean recovery of your assets. Emphasis on the ass. I hope and wish that Greece remains a member of the Eurozone, Merkel said, because that way we can dominate them forever. As partners, we are working hard to achieve that. Partner like the Joker partnered with those bank robbers in the start of the second Batman remake film. Her visit triggered protests attended by some 50,000 demonstrated in Athens. The rallies were mostly peaceful, but police briefly clashed with several dozen demonstrators and detained nearly 200 people throughout the day. Most probably people who are out of work as a result of the austerity measures and the cuts to government funding. I mean, they took like a 45% pay cut in some government agencies and stuff like that. Like 80% of people took a 45% pay cut and the rest of the people just got fired straight out. No benefits, no golden handshakes, no nothing. You know, and they're just people like starving on the street kind of thing. And the government just says, well, bugger you. Who cares? Okay. We want to remain part of the Eurozone, having the Euro dollar and having Angela Merkel as our vice chancellor. It is so much more important than our people's well-being. And paying back the bankers for their fraud is something we have to honor. That's what I find really, really frustrating and disgusting about the whole situation economically in the entire world right now, is that these bankster scum, let's call a spade here, made the money up and gave it to us upon the deal with the devil, and now we have to honour their fraud? I don't think so. If somebody sells you a car and the car don't exist, do you keep paying for that car that you never got? Okay? No, you don't. You say, okay, you're a fraudster, I'm going to keep my money. Frack you. That's what you say. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's what all the people in Greece are doing, but not the Greek government. No. It was real funny. I thought, after they had their big problem with the government and they threw out their leader and they got a new guy in who's incidentally used to work for the World Bank and his name is Papademos. Sounds like some kind of venereal disease, you know. Only somebody can as stupid as a globalist banker scumbag, you know, would come in and just go, ooh yeah, let's finance and let's explode derivatives. Let's get everybody into even more astronomical amounts of debt. You know, that's what they do. As Europe's largest contributor to the bailout fund that has rescued Greece from bankruptcy, Germany is viewed by many Greeks as the primary enforcer of the austerity measures the Greek government enacted in exchange for emergency aid. The Germans being the primary enforcer. Didn't that happen once a time ago in history? Debt monitors from the European Union, International Monetary Fund. Don't you just love the IMF? I was watching, Ghost Protocol the other night, you know, Mission Impossible. You know, they call the IMF, the Impossible Mission Force. And I thought that was quite funny. The International Monetary Fund are the Impossible Mission Force. Here's what we've got to do. We've got to somehow make trillions upon trillions of dollars up. Well, that sounds like a real impossible mission, but not for the impossible mission force, IMF, International Monetary Fund, Bankster Scum. They can just do it! On the computer. And European Central Bank, known as the Troika, it's almost like you're going to get speared with a trident or something. That's what Troika reminds me of, or some kind of a surgical tool that is plunged into the throat in order to do a papendectomy. In fact, that's what this guy Papademos is famous for. He's doing a papendectomy on the Greek economy. That's what I'm talking about, using the Troika. They will deliver a report within coming weeks on whether Greece should receive its next bailout payment, without which. It will go bankrupt. Now, here's what being bankrupt is. Oh, we can't get in any more debt. We don't have to pay off any more debt either. How much debt have you got versus how much assets you got? And at the moment, virtually everything's being privatized. Airports, ports, electricity, healthcare, schooling, government agencies, the lot. This is the New World Order agenda to a T. Private, public, partnerships, i.e. the corporations taking over the government, which is the signatory of fascism. That's what's going on here. No wonder the people are really angry. No wonder they're drawing swastikas on riot shields. Or something. I wasn't sure if it was exactly a riot shield. It might have just been like some kind of a clear plastic that they did it on. I can't remember exactly. Anyway, Merkel, who stopped in Athens for 5 hours. I'm going to save your country in 5 hours. Said the coalition government led by the new Prime Minister, Antonis Samaras, who you're out to the Sahara, still had to push through more key cost-cutting reforms, i.e. we need to cut services, increase taxation. Now, has anybody ever heard of a vice grip? It crushes you from one side, crushes you from the other. That's what they're trying to do to the people here. Encapsulate them in a vice grip by which they can be controlled by the international bankers. Now, much of the ground has been covered. There is daily progress, Merkel said after talks with Samaras. I'll bet there is. I bet they're getting $2 million a day of debt. This isn't an effort that should be seen through, because otherwise it would make the circumstances even more dramatic later on. Yeah, how unfortunate it would be if we didn't have a world government mandated block of states that have no frickin' rights like the EU. Oh, imagine if the EU wasn't around anymore, you know. Europe apparently didn't survive without the EU for thousands of years and all their own independent cultures and currencies and languages that happen to be working fine. And now as soon as they've put them all together in a European economic community and later the European Union and later with the Eurozone and all of this other frickin' BS, they're now all fracked. Okay? It's pretty simple. They get you in by leading you with a carrot. Here, we'll give you prosperity. We'll give you money. We'll give you trade deals. We'll give you this, that, and the other. They all sound good, don't they? But they're designed to destroy your country, to usurp every remaining piece of sovereignty from your people. And by agreeing to these people and their demands, by capitulating, you are simply fulfilling an agenda that will destroy your nation and everything that any previous generation has fought for, died for, or earned money to buy. Okay? It'll all be gone. The international bankers will own it all, and then you'll all be tenants in your own country. That's the agenda. I want to know, own everything, including the government, including the services, including your home. And sure enough, here it all comes. People have been talking about this for decades. And only now is it coming on, and only now are people starting to get the picture. That's the great thing about the New World Order slow communist agenda, man, is that you can live through 30 years of this, see it happening all around you. And only at the end of those 30 years will you click that something's going on. And by then, it will be too late. Although the German leader damped expectations in Athens of a stronger message of public support for Greece, Samaras said Merkel's visit had ended the country's international isolation. Yeah. being isolated from the international community, that's in a free fall economic crisis, bailing each other out like a half coconut shells in an outrigger canoe in some Vanuatu island. That's what's going on here, and apparently this is great that Greece is getting back into that leaky boat. Greece has depended on bailouts from Europe and the International Monetary Fund since May 2010. You know, and I love this. This is the best part. To get the loans, it has implemented a series of deep budget cuts and tax hikes while increasing retirement ages and facilitating private sector layoffs. To date, Greece has received 240 billion euros in bailout loans and has renegotiated a $110 billion deal on the repayment of some of its bonds. Euro deal, sorry, not dollars. So, as I said, you're in a crisis, and you can justify almost anything in a crisis. And people will panic, and they'll sign whatever piece of crap you put in front of them. And they use economic terrorism in this degree. Okay, if I were to come to you and say, sign this document giving me your home, otherwise you will lose your home, And nobody will have it, and it'll all be destroyed and stuff like that. You're like, oh, really? Have you got any evidence of this? Well, no. You're going to have to trust me. What kind of credibility do you have? Well, I work for major communist-funded and social-engineered Tavistock Institute, Frankfurt School, mind control, banking sector, child molesting and human trafficking scum, okay? That's who I work for. That's my credibility. Sign the frickin' document. And then you get into the point where you're like, whoa, I don't trust this guy, but I get the feeling that if I don't sign this document, I might wind up dead. And that works, doesn't it? However, despite all those bonds and things of that nature, Athens must pass further austerity measures worth $13.5 billion over the next 2 years to qualify for its next rescue loan payment, without which the government will run out of cash the next month. It's like you fall off the side of a ship, and in order to save you, they throw you a cinder block with a rope. That's their rescue plan. What are you going to do? Walk along the bottom without any oxygen supply so you can perhaps reach the nearest landmass 1,000 miles off, you know? That's the mentality. And I mean, this is straight out of the Associated Press. And that was the thing that I noticed about reading these New Zealand Herald articles this morning, is that most of them are out of the Associated Press. They're barely doing any international reporting of their own. Okay, they just got to... It's kind of like Chinese whispers, Chinese media whispers. Huh? That's what it's all about, really, isn't it? One guy, in a so-called credible fashion, exposes and or does an article of this magnitude, which is basically missing out 90% of the information and just giving you BS. And that's what I found is quite irritating about reading mainstream media. It would take 100,000 times the length of time to tell the full story as they allow for the full story to be told, if you know what I mean. Basically, if you're listening to mainstream media, you ain't getting the full story. The things that are between the lines are 1,000 times more than what lines they've actually decided to leave in. All the rest of the good information has been edited out. Oh, it's not relevant. It's historical. It doesn't have any context. It's a conspiracy theory. Oh, come on, man. Come on. Now, ending austerity is set to extend Greece's recession to a sixth year in 2013 and push the unemployment rate up to nearly 25%, according to government estimates. 25% unemployment. Holy cow. Greece is determined to carry out its commitment and overcome the crisis. Commitment to what? Paying fake money to bankers who gave you fake money and costing real jobs and real assets and real economic prosperity as a result? That's a commitment to overcoming crisis? Are you freaking kidding me? At this moment, the country is bleeding, but determined to remain in the euro. The euro is the thing that cuts you. It is the reason why you are bleeding. Okay? You have a vampire attached to your neck, and you say, mate, I'm bleeding profusely. And I'm starting to feel a bit sleepy. I need to hold this vampire tight and keep full snugly and close to me for as long as humanly possible. And maybe then I won't bleed out and die. We'll be right back.